Zambia gained independence from the British rule on October 24, 1964, a date celebrated annually as Independence Day. This followed years of political activism and the dissolution of the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland, which had previously merged Northern Rhodesia, Zambia with Southern Rhodesia and Nyasaland. Now, this Friday, the 24th of October, 2025, Zambia celebrates 61 years of independence, unity and pride. From Lusaka to Joma, Mongu to Manza, Siavonga to Kasama, the rhythm of freedom beats strong. Let's dance, let's smile, and let's celebrate who we are in Christ Jesus. One people, one nation, under one flag. Keep the spirit alive. Work hard, love your neighbor, and keep Zambia shining bright. One Love Radio, inspiring, touching, life-changing. Happy 61st Independence, Zambia.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. We take a look at the headlines. Citizens recall pre-independence struggles. State House dismisses allegations that President Hichilema stopped overnight prayers. In international headlines, Ivory Coast President calls on youth to vote in large numbers. And in sports, Power Dynamos aim to gift Zambia independence win. And now the news in detail. The National Museums Board, in collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism, has held the Independence Exhibition at the Lusaka National Museum. The exhibition has been titled Reflection on the Cabinet that Carried the Flame and is under the theme 61 Years of Peace and Unity, Building a Resilient and Prosperous Zambia. Speaking at the exhibition, Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga, speaking on behalf of the Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, says the exhibition is not merely a collection of artifacts, but a solemn tribute to the men and women who formed Zambia's first cabinet. Mr. Muhanga says these were office holders, visionaries, patriots and architects of the beautiful Republic of Zambia with courage, determination and clarity.
Patriotism and natural unity resonates with the values of our president, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, that he continues to promote today. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, as we walk through the exhibition that has been curated for us, we are invited to witness the best of our governance structure, the deliberations that shaped our constitution, the portfolios that defined our priorities, and the decisions that charted our course. We see in these pioneers not only...
Meanwhile, at the same event, the National Museum Director, George Mudenda, in a speech read on his behalf by Ms. Peris Nkombo, says the title of the exhibition was chosen with deep intention. It evokes the image of Zambia's first cabinet as torchbearers, leaders who carried the flame of freedom, unity, and national vision. State House has dismissed as false allegations that President Hakainde Hichilema issued instructions to stop hundreds of worshippers from conducting overnight prayers at Olympic Youth Development Center. Speaking in a statement, Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says President Hakainde Hichilema regrets the cancellation of the event and has directed an immediate investigation to establish the facts and ensure accountability. Mr. Hamasaka has distanced the president from the cancellation of the event. Now, last evening, it was reported that hundreds of worshippers were asked to go back home at the Standing in the Gap Night of Freedom overnight meeting at OIDC due to an event crashing with government programs. This announcement was made at around 21 hours when scores of Lusaka residents from various townships were already at the prayer venue. Citizens First Party Southern Youth Chairman Savuel Hancheka has expressed concern over the United Party for National Development, UPND government's continued enacting of laws the party describes as hostile, such as the cyber security law, among others. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Hancheka says the UPND is pushing to enact another law that is contained in the proposed amendment Bill 7, as is allegedly believed to be more hostile than the cyber security bill. He says the CP youths in Southern Province expect the president to respect social media because it is a platform he used to campaign and win the 2021 general elections. He says the party expects the president and the UPND government to improve the standards of social media so that Zambia can be able to sell its tourism attraction that can lure more tourists to the country.
Any person today that will not agree with the UPND risks being sent to jail or going on exile as they run away from the hostility of those that are governing them. This is very unfortunate. We are assuring and promising the people of Zambia that if we are given an opportunity in 2026 to lead this country, in our first 1 month of being in office, we have a policy where we are going to make sure that we fight the cyber law. We are going to make sure that the cyber law is removed from the book of laws of this country so that we can give our citizens the right to express their freedoms in a way they so wish.
Now, as Zambia celebrates 61 years of independence, various citizens have recalled days before independence, while the youths have called for economic freedom. We have details in the following report by Alex Sianga.
Independence Day is a historic occasion celebrated to mark the freedom of our nation from foreign rules. It reminds us of the sacrifices made by our freedom fighters and the long struggle that led to the birth of an independent country. On this day, people express their love for the nation through various events, flag hosting ceremonies, cultural programs, and patriotic songs. Independence Day inspires us to uphold the value of unity, peace, and progress that our leaders fought for. As One Love Radio, we took time to interview citizens on the ground to express their views or perspectives of what independence means to them.
Independence was, I think, a feeling that people would have and would almost like live it, where we could feel that some certain things that were not allowed for the Africans to do are now allowed to do. And that transition was really appreciated. But for now, with the current happenings, I think people have lost the feel of what it is, because probably most of them, or most of the people that may be listening to this now, were born way, way after independence. And therefore, when you talk about the things that were prohibited for Africans to do, they don't relate because they were not there. But for now, they focus on certain things, for example, the economy. And now that is not actually doing very well, seems like it is frustrating to talk about independence, because they will ask you to say, wow, what is independence with all these problems that we have now?
Well, some